When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started. Welcome back to Hugh at Home. Well, it's time to do a Skype interview with a very dear friend of mine, Ken Lozano. We all know him as Aldo Formalwear. They're iconic in the city for the beautiful suits that they make. And my goodness, I'm going to go to Ken now. Ken, you probably know like almost every groom in Winnipeg right now, correct?
Yeah, we've been doing it for quite a long time. So yeah, I've created a big clientele and made a lot of relationships along the way.
Yeah, no, indeed, special days, right, for people that are getting married. But you've now, well, I wouldn't say now, this has been a baby of yours for quite a while, but you've launched your own fashion line, Sartorial Funk. So first of all, let's talk about the name. It's a different name, and, you know, my goodness, I have to think about it every time I say it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sartorial Funk means basically I was taught how to dress sartorial, which means proper, clean, but I always broke the rules, so I decided to add my own funk to it. So that's where the name came to the idea. So I thought I'd just like share it with the whole community here.
Well, and you are one not to always play by the rules. You like to break them. And yeah, I am so happy that you have now become my fashion stylist. You've taken me outside of the box. So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to let you explain the new look here for Sartorial Funk. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Okay, so the top that you're wearing today is inspired by like a Japanese fit. Right now, moving forward to fashion, I've been doing like more of an oversized fit. And then at the front, I decided to add like cargo pockets just to add some detailing. Now those trousers that you're wearing right now are amazing. Mm-hmm. They're made out of tweed wool, so they're perfect for fall and winter. And if you guys notice, there's a 4-inch waistband, high-waisted pant, and they're actually enclosed on the side with a side zipper and a couple clips there. So just to infatuate the front side of the waistband. Then if you look like on the bottom, I decided to do more of a flare finish to the pant just to kind of match the oversized fit of the shirt. So yeah, this is Sartorial Funk, a little bit more of a fun, formal, but yet casual side of me too as well, for men and women.
Wow. You know what, though? And I have to admit, Ken, these pants are so incredible. The fabric is so beautiful, too, as well. And I want to say that this is a different side of you, a little bit more getting into the tailored look.
Yeah, totally. You know, people know me as creating, like, suits, formal wear throughout my whole career. So I kind of want to, like, bring a different aspect to the table, you know what I mean? So not only that, it's nice to show like the street side, the fun side of like my fashion, right? So, and plus it's like totally for everyone to wear. So that's the reason why I did that.
Oh, well, you know what? Your talent doesn't come too far from your father. So how much is your dad an influence on you?
Oh, from this day on, he's still influencing my life. You know, I'm blessed that he's still working with us. You know what I mean? And he carved out my path for me. I learned so much things from him in the past that really helped me in work and in life too as well. Not only that, like I get to teach him some things too. So it goes hand in hand, right? So we're such a strong bond that no one can stop.
Wow. And okay, so let's get into it. 2020 sure. Probably wasn't the year that you banked on. No weddings, no grads. How have you coped and, you know, made this a turnaround for you during this lockdown now that we're in again?
Yeah, like, you know, this year started off as a really good year for us until the pandemic hit. You know, like we were breaking records here, and a lot of clients came here and just to kind of inquire about our services, right? Then obviously COVID came along and kind of put everything on pause. But to be honest with you, I think it's a life lessening thing right now. It's not just us, but it's for everyone, right? So now it's a really, really good time to be really nice to each other, no matter what, just to kind of like, you know, appreciate what we have in life, right? So that's how I've been coping with things. Also, now that I have like a lot of time in my hands, I've been branching out to other resources to keep my sane, I guess, like just to keep me like in check. So I've been doing a lot of like photography, designing a little bit more clothing, and, you know, always keeping in touch with my family. Thank God, like my family is healthy, safe. So we're blessed for that. But I do have a brother that works in the hospital. Mm-hmm. He's a respiratory therapist. So that kind of like made me understand how serious this pandemic is, because he sees and helps a lot of people that are going through hard times with COVID right now. So my advice to people out there is like, take this pandemic serious, because you don't want to lose like your loved ones over this situation right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And moving forward, Ken, what do you think? Can you guess, you know, will we all go back to normal? And in your industry too, in fashion, that's so drastically changed. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We just have to be really patient right now. You know, I'm a big believer of like team effort. Man, if we do it as a team, and if everybody listens and kind of participates on the things that, well, all the little things that we have to do, we'll get right back there. And when things are like up and running again, it's going to be like 100% better than what it was previous years, right? So, but right now we just kind of have to like be patient and be really nice to each other. That's very important.
So my last question is, what are you going to make for me next?
Oh yeah,
I'm
okay,
getting
yeah,
really.
Yeah. I'll come up with something for you. We're gonna have to like kind of sit down and kind of like pick your brain a little bit, because I want it to be a little bit more of you, but at the same time with a little bit of my pizzazz in it too. So, yeah, I got
of
you.
Course. I get you. I know, Ken. Yeah. I love you. We all love you. And thanks so much for taking this time. And we can hardly wait to what you're going to create next, Ken Lozano. Sartorial Funk, Aldo Formalwear, you're wonderful. Love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward, from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.